Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. Green Party candidate Christina Wilson is running in the federal election on a climate agenda. She explains she wants to decrease fossil fuel use while increasing green job manufacturing in Northumberland Clark.
Well, Green Party in particular, I was swayed by Jeff Wheeldon, back in about 2015 and about that timing. Jeff made a presentation at my house. I actually invited him through the local Greens to come and have a forum at my house. And it being mostly family members that showed up. I have a very large family. But he swayed me. I ended up joining his team and working behind him on his campaign, and then ended up running in 2021 myself. So this is my second time running. And one of the biggest reasons is I have two young children, and I can't help but think that we are in the middle of a climate crisis. And climate should be at the top of everyone's agenda. It's not high enough on the other party's agendas, and they do not have nearly a strong enough platform to fight our current climate crisis.
Can you just elaborate on what you mean by a climate crisis, and maybe what you believe the other parties aren't doing strong enough to combat climate?
Oh, there are so many different ways I could go on this one. I could talk for hours on this one. Come on. All right. Let me start with the fact that Canada is the 12th largest producer of greenhouse gases. And it actually increases in the aspect of, compared to the number of people that actually live here in Canada, we are one of the highest polluters per actual capita. And it's a bit ridiculous in me to see that. And what we can be doing is we need to be divesting from fossil fuels. Government should not be investing in big corporations, fossil fuel companies, and they should be changing that money to be investing in renewables and increasing the science. We see countries like Germany, like China, they are years ahead of us with the production of renewables and the technology that goes along with it, and we need to get there as well. So those are some of the big things that I think about.
How do you sell that in rural Ontario and the West?
Well, you have companies like this. Like locally, we have Post is going out of business. Hard news hitting our area this week. And one of my very good friends works for Post, works at Weetabix. She's been there for 20 years and is going to be losing her job this year. And there are over 300 employees there that we need to think about. Well, what can we do in the future? Well, imagine if a government would then put money to turn that factory into something else that would be producing batteries for electric cars, or producing solar panels, or producing just even a scientific project of creating some sort of new resource that can actually help us to become a fossil-free society.
Now, on your website, you list that rural communities are being ignored. What areas are the communities being ignored in?
So I like to look at that as agriculture. So my background, my grandparents were farmers. I come from a lifetime of farmers. And when the carbon tax was first rolled out, it was done incorrectly. I mean, the Green Party is definitely on board for some sort of carbon pricing, and they have done the math behind it. They have policies on it to the extent of actually rolling it out properly, so it's not directly affecting the immediate consumer, and B, affecting the farmers as much as it did. It really hit hard when a lot of that was on the fuel costs, which farmers right now need fuel in so many ways in order to keep farm production rolling. And we suffer from food insecurities, from farms being built up on by urban sprawl. Climate change is affecting. We've seen a few Mays ago, the early fruit trees were affected by frost. And then, well, if a farm isn't able to have that going forward, if their fruit is being affected, it affects their livelihood. And we need to also put in place programs that are going to help those farmers should that situation continue, so that they can continue in the future.
A minute ago, you touched on kind of a greener economy. You're advocating for more green jobs in Northumberland County. I'm trying to bring it back a little local. How do you expand green in Northumberland? Where do you see that going?
That's an excellent question. Here in Northumberland, we have started developing the solar panel units. You can see as you come into Wesleyville on the 401 especially, that whole area that is just covered in solar panels. One of the things I'd like to see happening is more solar panels actually on houses, which means new builds especially, of having the roofing structures to be able to do that. So switching, solar panels don't go very well with the asphalt roofing structures, right? So switching more to metal roofs and giving people the incentives in their own houses, because that does, you do need to build stronger roofs in order to put the solar panels on them. But all that could be going back into the grid. Instead of taking up more space and covering farmers' fields, which we do not want to see, why aren't we putting on them on houses? I've been to Germany and actually been on the train, and I always remarked seeing, going through the subdivisions in Germany and seeing all the solar panels that are actually on houses and feeding back into the grid there. And that's the kind of thing that I'd like to see happen here. And we could be building the solar panels ourselves. We could be developing the trade to actually put the solar panels on the houses here. We could create the infrastructure to do it here and do it all across Ontario.
Also on your website, you talk about universal basic income. How does the Green Party envision that working?
Universal basic income, first of all, for those who haven't heard of it, of course, the universal basic income is the idea that everybody deserves a livable wage. And what does that mean? It means you should be able to afford to pay your rent, to buy food, to have electricity, everything that you need, healthcare covered. All that stuff should be covered for you. There was a test run in Thunder Bay a number of years ago, and it was taken out by the provincial Conservatives. And it was disappointing not to see that project go to fruition and see how exactly it directly affects society. But already here, you've seen the tent city in the last year, right? Coburg has had that huge tent city over in front of the old Brookside complex. And imagine if those people were making universal basic income, they could afford to pay rent places and afford to for their own food and that kind of thing. And that is also a very umbrella idea too. If you think of all these different programs and all the different red tape for old age security, for disability, for all these different programs that we have, but there's all, think of all the organizations it takes to operate and make those fully functional. Imagine one group organizing universal basic income, less red tape, fewer people to say no, and having everybody eligible for that if you're not making a regular income.
So the big question people are going to ask you is, do you cut programs like some disability programs to cover UBI, or how do you pay for that is what people are going to ask you. What do you tell people on the doorstep when they ask you this question?
It's two-faceted. So one, I don't want to scare people with the idea of replacing. Yes, it would, but it's also more. I mean, disability right now is not enough. People cannot live off current disability. It's crazy the way our system is set up. Universal basic income would be more than that. But also you're getting rid of five different corporations and putting them all under one umbrella. That is, yes, fewer jobs at the top. So you're not paying the government fees and regulation fees. So that then you're taking all of those and putting them under one umbrella. So that's one facet of helping to pay for it, is that you're getting rid of a lot of the big jobs over top. And the second one, of course, the Green Party is very, very strongly encouraging paying a higher tax on the huge, huge, giant corporations that run our country. And too often their money ends up in nest eggs overseas, and we don't even see that money here in Canada, and they should be paying their fair share of taxes.
Now, when you go door to door, what are people telling you that the issues are that they feel is occurring in Northumberland Clark?
Right now, of course, the big scare is the tariffs. The big scare is exactly what's happening with our neighbors down to the south and how that is affecting our local lives. And already, again, with Weetabix, we can see that them going under, that is a huge issue here. It's going to affect many of our small businesses if they're buying things that are from the States in order to have their products go forward. And housing, affordability in housing and healthcare are also up there on the list. And people are also thinking about agriculture. We had a lot of agriculture questions in our various all candidates meetings, and making sure that our farmland is protected.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.